Psalm 107 begins the fifth and final division of the book of Psalms. Psalm 107 is a great psalm. It is a psalm that invokes God's people to thank God and praise God for his merciful deliverance. And there are two key thoughts that show up in this psalm. One is to give thanks to God. And then to give thanks to God, one must cry out to God. So wherever there is trouble, if one will trust God and cry out to God, the end result will be triumph. This will be a hymn that Jewish people will eventually sing who gathered from all parts of the world. The point is this: God's redeemed people should thank God and praise God for his sovereign and merciful deliverances that he gives when people cry out to him. We see this first challenge here in verses 1 through 3. And it's a main challenge. God has redeemed his people from all parts of the world. He's delivered and save them from various enemies and various situations. And these people who had been redeemed by God should thank God and praise God forever. Look at verses 1 through 3 of Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. So verse 2 informs us that God has redeemed his people from the adversary. That great adversary is Satan, but the people, person who will be the embodiment of Satan during the tribulation will be the Antichrist. And then we see these four descriptions of people. First of all, he delivers the wanderers. Look at verses 4 through 9. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul and the hungry soul he fills with good things. So these are some people who wander through life and they go from this to that. They wander from job to job, from relationship to relationship, from location to location, pleasure to pleasure, looking for something they are not able to find. They look for satisfaction, look for stability, but they just can't find it. What they need to do is cry out to the Lord. If they do that, they will find out what they're looking for, because God is in the business of delivering wanderers. These wanderers go from place to place just to survive. So there are many who wander from place to place looking for fulfillment, and they never find it. They drift from one wilderness location to another, trying to find something to satisfy them. Souls are hungry and thirsty, and finally, after spending time in the barren wilderness, they cry out to the Lord. And what they discover is God will deliver them. Now, in verse 7, we learn that when Israel cried out to God, God delivered them and led them straight to an inhabited city. Many false ways that lead to destruction, but there is only one narrow, straight way that leads to salvation. When God finally puts Israel in her land and gives her Jerusalem, we see that God's people will give thanks for his mercy. God's people will give thanks to God for his wonders to the sons of men. God's people will be satisfied, and God's people will be filled. But we would see a second description, and that's that God delivers the prisoners. Look at verses 10 through 16. Some sat in darkness in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts into the bars of iron. People get themselves into terrible situations. They end up a prisoner to something. In those situations, they will cry out to God. God will intervene and will save them and deliver them. And so we see that this happens to all types of people. The reason why God permits that is because they rebel against the word of God and turned away from God. As a result, God humbled them, permitted them to be taken captive. He permitted them to stumble, and there's none to help them. So we see in verse 14, God brought them out of their dark situation, delivered them from the death sentence, and got them out of prison. God's people should give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and for the wonders he has done among the sons of men, because God will have shattered bars and sets people free. There are times when God will permit his people to get into desperate situations, and when these times come, God's people need to cry out to God. God does at times cause his people to get into dark, gloomy, life-threatening situations, and one thing God is trying to do by these things is to get his people to turn to him for help. In dark and desperate times, God wants his people turning to him and crying out to him. God's the only one who can give real deliverance. But then we see another description, and that's where he's delivering the fools. It begins in verse 17. Some say fools, through their sinful ways and because of their iniquities, suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men, and let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds and songs of joy. Fools are people who are afflicted by God because of their evil rebellion against him and his word. They are sick in their sin to the point that they are near death. These people lose their appetite and strength and are specifically headed to death because of sin. There's some people so in love with their sin they don't even care whether or not it will kill them. But then he delivers the storm-tossed. Look at verse 23. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the sea waves of the sea. They mounted up to the heavens, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men, and they were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storms be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Then thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Another group who needs to turn to the Lord are the storm-tossed group who find themselves backed into a corner with nowhere else to turn. Business people who are relatively successful get into ships to travel to do business, and they find themselves in the midst of storms, and they cry out to God for deliverance, and he delivers them. But, like verse 27 says, they find themselves at their wits' end, and they cry to God, and he delivers them. The storms calm, and the prayers are answered. According to verse 31, these people need to thank God and praise God. They need to join in with the rest of the congregation of people before the elders in true and pure worship. They need to praise God and submit to authority. But then we see in verses 33 and 34, he describes what he's capable of negatively doing. But this, he turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. God can change rivers into a wilderness. He can change springs of water into a thirst ground. He can change fruitful land into a salt waste land. The reason why God would do this is because of wickedness. God changes the rivers into a wilderness and springs of water into a thirsty ground. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And then he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing, they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish. And when they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, we see that he informs his people what he's capable of positively doing. He's capable of changing dry places into watery places. He's capable of changing uninhabited places into inhabited places. He's capable of changing barren places into fruit-producing places, and he's capable of giving great increase and stability. But then we see something as we wrap up this psalm, that he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless wastes. He raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. You see, when God's people humble themselves, God is able to completely turn things around. He can reverse roles. He can humble the proud and elevate the humble. And when this happens, the upright people see this and are glad. Wise people think about this mercy of God. Wise people understand these things about God and they worship him. So whether one is a wanderer or a prisoner or a fool or a storm-tossed emotional wreck, the key is to cry out to God for salvation, and God will mercifully intervene, and one will be able to thank God.